Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Right now we're going to find out a little bit more about the North Dakota State Fair and the tie-in with the FFA, the state FFA. So we're going to bring in the state advisor, Aaron Anderson, out in Bismarck. Aaron, how you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks, Eric.
Hey, I called you earlier today, and I think what the state fair starts, is it Thursday, Wednesday, or Thursday?
Friday. The official gates open, stands are open, rides are going, and the excitement starts right away on Friday.
Well, I was looking through the exhibits, and I saw North Dakota FFA, which I was fully expecting anyway, but I thought, you know, this is a good time to get Aaron on. And you, as I called you this morning, you guys are getting packed up and getting ready to go. I believe you're heading out of town today, are you not?
I am. I'm going to hit the road in about a half an hour. A few of the staff have already hit the road already towards Minot, and we'll begin setting up and getting ready for the FFA exhibits at the State Fair starting this evening.
Okay, very good. Well, let's give a little bit of the rundown of what they're going to see there from the FFA. I know the 4-H is also going to be there as well with exhibits, but let's tell folks what they need to seek out while they're at the fair this year.
Absolutely. So the State Fair does a great job in promoting agriculture, and they give us a wonderful opportunity to showcase the great things that our students are doing, both in the classroom and at home. And so we anticipate almost 20,000 exhibits coming from about 4,500 FFA members around the state. And so we have our own room. It's called FFA Hall. We'll pack that full exhibits as well as spill over into a couple other spaces in the North Dakota State Fair Center. And we call those our static exhibits. And those are anything from the students' woodworking projects to ag or science fair boards to horticulture, floriculture. There'll be ag produce. There is some field crops, even with the dry weather and the drought we're facing. There'll be produce and field crops on display, students showcasing their work from their enterprises and the hard work they've been doing this past year. Next week, starting on Sunday, we'll start some of our animal shows. We kick off with our small animal shows, the rabbits and the chickens, and then proceed into the livestock, starting with our dairy shows as well as our goat shows, meat goat, dairy goat, sheep, pigs, and wrapping up with our beef show that Friday. We wrap up the entire fair with our FFA showmanship competition, and that's basically the top showman from each species go head-to-head in our round-robin showmanship on that final Saturday morning of the fair, and the winner is recognized and presented with their baby bisons for being the top individual in the state in livestock showing. And so big fair, lots of stuff happening. In addition, we host our state tractor driving event where students come in from around the state. They pre-qualified and they compete in either our basic or advanced division, and that's tractor operation as well as general knowledge and safety in working with large machinery. And so there's kind of a driving course, obstacle course that the students will navigate through, and it's kind of a fun event to see and you know, see students competing against each other to showcase their skills.
Again, that was Aaron Anderson, the North Dakota State FFA advisor. You're listening to Inside Agriculture.